This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, whose state has been greatly affected, of course, by the massive oil leak that began 100 days ago just off the Louisiana coast. He's also a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. And Senator, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, the best news, of course, over the past 100 days and really over the past couple of weeks is that this leak has finally been capped by BP, but that doesn't mean that there's not a whole lot of efforts needed to clean up that which has been spilled and protect the economy and the wildlife. Let's start with what's happening on the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. We're seeing some reports that the oil is basically coming apart, so it's hard to find and skim and remove from the water. What's the latest on that?
Well, Greg, you're certainly right. The great news is that the flow has been stopped, and hopefully that will be permanent, and it will be permanently shut down through the relief wells. And that's enormously important. So we have a lot to be thankful for finally with that. The challenges are twofold. Number one, the federal response in terms of protecting our marsh is still very inadequate. And number two, President Obama, quite frankly, has made the economic damage far worse through this drilling moratorium. And now his deep water drilling moratorium is on the path to costing us far more jobs than the oil itself. So we're very, very concerned about real economic devastation continuing from that.
Let's take those one at a time. How much of a danger is the oil to your marshes right now, and what would you like to see the federal government doing that it's not?
That's a great danger because oil is still coming ashore, although thankfully the flow has stopped. You know, the federal government and BP together have to treat this like a war and have a real military-style chain of command and be very aggressive and proactive. Instead, federal agencies have been extremely bureaucratic. The one thing they've been good at is saying no, dragging their feet, delaying, second-guessing a lot of good proactive proposals put forward at the state and local level. They took forever to act on the state and local leaders' emergency dredging Barrier Island plan. They vetoed a large part of state and local leaders' plans to stop oil from getting in to Barataria Bay, which is a key a center of our estuaries. So that has been really, really frustrating.
Any positive developments in terms of working with the federal government? Or has it pretty much been like pulling teeth the whole time?
It's really been like pulling teeth the whole time. You know, I touch base and visit with local leaders daily, and they still tell me that they're fighting with the federal authorities more than they're fighting the oil. There have been some breakthroughs, usually after we press them relentlessly, like on the emergency dredging Barrier Island plan. Even there, after they dragged their feet for weeks, they only approved a minority portion of the plan.
We're talking with Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. And, Senator, you also mentioned, of course, the deep water drilling moratorium. Two federal courts have overturned that. One overturned it, one upheld the moratorium being overturned. But now, of course, there's another moratorium right there in place. And we can see this process playing out throughout the end of November, which is when the president wants this to run through. What alternatives, what recourse do you have in order to try and get those operations back up and running and keep some jobs in the region?
Well, everybody in Louisiana, including the fishermen on the coast who have been impacted by this oil, says a moratorium is the wrong thing to do. That's just going to kill us economically, and it's not going to make us safer. So I've been going with others to the administration, to the president, to Secretary Salazar, to Michael Bromwich of MMS, giving them specific safety measures that can be implemented immediately so as to be able to lift the moratorium. Unfortunately, to date, the president, the administration has been dug in, and they're not budging, and it is costing us thousands of jobs a week. If this continues, the toll will be well over 100,000 jobs lost.
Are these jobs permanently lost or lost for at least for the next 6 months? How does this work?
Well, I don't know about permanent, but I'm afraid it's going to be a lot longer than 6 months. This isn't just a light switch you turn off, and then after 6 months you turn on. These are huge structures out in deep water, billions of dollars of investment, and so they're already moving to other parts of the world, Brazil, West Africa, elsewhere, if they can't be used for the next 6 months to a year in the Gulf.
Talk about how it's just impacting the local communities there. You mentioned the fishermen definitely wanting this moratorium lifted.
Sure.
What else are you hearing in terms of how this is affecting day-to-day life?
Well, what I hear over and over is the bottom line that this moratorium, if it continues, will be far more devastating economically in terms of lost jobs than the oil itself. And again, you can take the most negatively affected person in Louisiana from the oil, like oystermen, shrimpers, fishermen, and they say to a person, do not continue this moratorium. This will kill us economically and will not improve safety.
Senator, real quickly, before we let you go, there's obviously been a change at the top, or at least there will be effective later this year. Tony Hayward is out. Bob Dudley is in. What do you make of that? Is that significant in terms of what you need to do to help restore the coast?
Well, I've certainly been completely frustrated by a lot of Tony Hayward's antics, as everybody has. Whether his replacement is substantially different and whether BP acts in a very different way, we'll have to see. They have a lot of healing to do, and they have to re-earn our trust. Obviously, that's been completely tattered in the last several months.
We'll be watching and certainly checking in with you as your efforts continue down there. Best to you and all of your constituents, sir.
Thank you, Greg, very much.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.